On today's show, we'll explore the best way to clarify your retirement savings strategy, and we'll also discuss tax tips and new legislation that might change the world of Social Security as we know it. All that and more today on Retire Smart Maryland Radio.
Welcome in to Retire Smart Maryland Radio with Prashant Savapathy.
Welcome in to Retire Smart Maryland Radio. Your host is Prashant Savapathy. You can find him at Elite Income Advisors. Office locations headquartered in Ellicott City, but also in Annapolis. It's always about getting ready for retirement. Prashant's an independent fiduciary, and again, it's about helping clients get ready for their postseason. Also, a published author, a couple of books already to his credit, Fiscal Health, Retirement Wealth, and Retire Abundantly. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. Each and every week, it's always, you know, diving into different areas of retirement, the importance of having that plan and being ready for it, being proactive as opposed to reactive. We're going to get to that, but we're going to start with this, Prashant. One of the things that's really cool about your office is you encourage not only yourself, but Mike, Ozzy, the entire team to always continue to grow. And when I say continue to grow, that's get out there. And you are mixing it up with some of the best advisors around the country. You do this a number of times during the year. But you come together and you share your ideas on retirement planning. It's almost like a think tank. And you just got back from Nashville. Tell us how that went.
You know, it was great. I love connecting with other advisors all over the country. And you're right. Our office, we're always growing. It's my belief that if you're not growing, you're dying in some way. And so what we do pretty much once a quarter with our team is we go and connect with advisors all over the country, and we hear about what their clients are talking to them about. I actually did a TV show recently with my good friend Gary Thurman. He's out of Chattanooga, Tennessee. And we just kind of talked about what the people of Tennessee are concerned about. And the really cool thing about that, Morgan, is that we're finding more and more that people all across this country are pretty much all concerned about the same two or three things.
It's true.
It absolutely is. And it's people are concerned about where their paycheck is going to come from in retirement. Number two, people are concerned about health care in retirement, Medicare, health insurance, long-term care. And number three, they're concerned about taxes, okay? Like, the government spends way too much money. I think we can all agree on that. And the tax revenues that come in don't support the spending that they do every year. And so it's a growing, compounding problem. And it's kind of nice to be able to talk with advisors from Seattle and Pittsburgh and Chattanooga and Phoenix, Arizona and Chicago, and hear that their clients are telling them the same things that our clients in Washington, D.C. and Baltimore are sharing with us. And the really cool part about it is that we get to really brainstorm up new ideas for how we can help our clientele meet their financial objectives. So got to meet with about 50 advisors nationwide, people I consider to be good friends, but really the top advisors, in my opinion, across this country, exchange a lot of really good ideas. And well, I'm ready to go to work, man. That's what I love about it.
We often say on this program that, you know, retirement and retirement planning, it doesn't occur in a vacuum. Same thing goes for the advisory role. I mean, you are a fiduciary, but you're always learning. And one of the best ways to kind of have that craft and learn more about it is to get together with people that do it just like you do on a daily basis. But you're going to end up, talking about different scenarios that, maybe not in front of you at the time, but you could probably see in the future and vice versa. So Tennessee and D.C. and Seattle and, you know, Austin, Texas, Chicago, New York, when you get together and you talk about it, it's pretty cool to think that despite the fact that you're spread out all over the country, you guys are focused in on probably some of the same things as you just mentioned.
Yeah, and actually one takeaway that I had that we can go and bring to our clients like immediately, and not just our clients, but all the folks that listen to the radio show is, you know, we're in an extremely high interest rate environment in today's day and age. And that presents us with a unique opportunity. I think a lot of times when we hear about high interest rates, we just tend to think about, hey, our bank accounts, our money markets are making a little bit more money. CD rates are a little bit better. But then you hear about all the negatives that come with high interest rates, right? It's, hey, the market's really volatile. Debt is really expensive to take on. But here's an interesting takeaway that I picked up at this networking conference is when interest rates go down, we refinance our house, we refinance our mortgage, right? But did you know that when interest rates go up like they have, we can actually refinance our retirement? There's a bunch of strategies that people put into place back in 2014, 15, 16, 17 that were done in an ultra low rate environment. And now with rates being where they are, you can actually potentially refinance your retirement to create higher levels of income in retirement on a guaranteed basis. You can have access to things that pay better rates over the long term simply because rates have gone up. And as a fiduciary, I think my number one responsibility is to put my clients in the best position to be successful. And the plans that we used even in 2014, 15, 16 may actually not be the best plans for you today because the rate environment has changed. So if your advisor, you know, I know we have a lot of listeners that already have advisors, and that's a great thing. But if your advisor hasn't talked to you about refinancing your retirement and refinancing your retirement income, there's no better time to talk about this while rates are high because they will not stay high forever. And when they go down, you don't want to have lost out or missed out on this opportunity to refinance while rates were good.
I mean, revisit. I mean, go back to it. There have been changes. Again, going back to it doesn't occur in a vacuum. And what you put in place 3, 4, 5 years ago might be an opportunity to kind of sit down, get a second opinion. And if you need to pivot, that's absolutely what you do. Again, Prashant Sabapathy, your host, Retire Smart Maryland Radio. You're tuned to it. Opportunity to get on the calendar with Prashant and his team at Elite Income Advisors is ongoing during the course of this show. I'm going to let Prashant tell you about it. Again, you can claim one of these appointments. They are complimentary. But Prashant, walk us through it.
Folks, when you come in to visit with us, you claim one of these complimentary free appointments with my team of retirement specialists at Elite Income Advisors. And when you come in to visit with us, we're going to put together a couple things for you. Number one, we're going to help you optimize your Social Security benefits. Social Security is a pivotal part of your retirement income. You got to make sure that it's optimized properly for your situation. So that's number one. Number two, we'll put together that customized income for life plan, help you map out your income each and every month, each and every year after taxes and inflation for the rest of your lifetime. Number three, we'll include that refinance your retirement income report for you. It'll show you whether or not you're missing out on opportunities that are available because interest rates are high. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to open up our phone lines. All you have to do is pick up your phone and call 800-653-8404. That's 800-653-8404. We have offices located all over the state of Maryland. Our headquarters are in Ellicott City, Maryland. Have another great auxiliary office in Annapolis, Maryland. Come on in and visit with us. It is totally free of cost to you to come visit. We'll put that plan together. You determine whether or not we're even the right fit for you. But if you've never gone through that process, you need to do that now while the opportunity is available. 800-653-8404.
When we return on Retire Smart Maryland Radio, exploring the best way to clarify your retirement savings, your strategy, discuss some tax tips and new legislation that's out there. It's all coming up when we return. Welcome back into Retire Smart Maryland Radio. Your host is Prashant Sabapathy. You can find him at Elite Income Advisors. Check him out online. It's a great resource website, EliteIncomeAdvisors.com. That's EliteIncomeAdvisors.com. He is an independent fiduciary. He is a published author, Physical Health, Retirement Wealth. A second book also, Retire Abundantly. And folks, offices located for you, headquartered in Ellicott City, but also in Annapolis. And when we make the appointments available, you can do do a Zoom call. You can have a Zoom appointment. You can do an appointment in person. And when we open these up, folks, they are complimentary. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. All right, before we jump headlong into Roth and Roth 401k and taxes and all these things that we end up talking about when it comes to retirement, we are coming off a discussion about, you know, having advisors gather from time to time, some of the best of the best, and they end up talking about, you know, what is kind of the pulse of retirement planning in their area. But when you go into a place like a Nashville, Prashant, you can't help it. You kind of get sucked into the local, right? So, and we all know what Nashville is about. There's a huge bar scene, little country western music thing going on. And I understand that you had the option to go cowboy boot or cowboy hat. So explain to us, one, which way you went, and, you know, and again, you know, it makes you, if you go with the boots, which I like the boots, it makes you a couple inches taller. So there's, you got that going for you. But the hat, how many times are you going to wear the hat outside of Nashville?
Yeah, exactly. So I definitely went boots on this one. I think I can pull that off. The hat, not so much my style. I don't know if anyone's seen my TV show, but you don't want to see the hat on this guy. So the boots are awesome. Love Nashville. We had a really good time down there, and more so than the business and getting to network, it's always good to catch up with old friends and advisors from all over and just have a good time. You know, that's what it's really all about. That's what we're all in this for, is to live life in the most fulfilling way possible. I know I talk about that a lot. So.
Try new things. I understand they have mechanical bulls in Nashville. Did you get on one?
No way, man. Too old for that. Too old for that. But, you know, someone's always on those things, and it's just not for me.
Yeah,
not anymore.
Maybe we should launch into healthcare, long-term care. No, I'm kidding. Let's talk Roth and Roth 401k. Now, it can be trickier than you might think. So we thought today we kind of walk through a few steps to help you clarify the best path for you as you save for retirement. So here's the question, and you can just answer this question, then we'll get into a few steps. Why do people think they are excluded from contributions if they make more than a certain amount of money?
Yeah, you know what? When it comes to Roth, you can be excluded if you are a high income earner. But here's a question I got from an actual radio listener just this past week: is they were under the misconception that they could not contribute to a Roth 401k. Even though they were a high income earner. And actually, that's not the case. Okay. So the income limitation for both single filers as well as joint filers really only applies in cases where you're trying to put money into a Roth IRA. But if your employer offers you a Roth 401k, then you can actually go ahead and contribute to that regardless of your income. And with income limits having gone up contribution limits having gone up for 2024, including catch-up contributions, you want to try to take advantage of that. I mean, look, the more money you put away in Roth, that's more money that you have that is 100% income tax free in the future. And we just talked in segment one about how the government's got a spending problem and also a receipts problem. They definitely spend a heck of a lot more than they bring in, and with that being the case, taxes kind of have to go up, and so Roths are going to become more valuable over time.
We're talking about, again, just a decision, or, you know, make in the future, are you going to go Roth? You're going to go Roth 401k? If both are available, do you go ahead and think about that? Now, you mentioned future taxes, so let's get into that. We expect them to go higher, and when we're having that conversation, it just makes sense to kind of sit down, and if you know that big wave is coming, you should prepare for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, look, we're going to break this down into kind of steps, the different steps you can take. So step one is you got to consider both your current bracket as well as future brackets, right? And so the question that everybody needs to start thinking about is, do you expect to be in a higher or a lower tax bracket in retirement? Now, what people always used to say is, oh, yeah, I'll definitely be in a lower bracket in retirement. But That was 20 years ago when taxes were lower and we were taking a tax deduction for putting the money in the 401k, thinking we'll be in a lower bracket in retirement. No one ever thought that the government would run up $34.2 trillion of national debt. No one ever thought that interest on the debt would be over $800 billion per year. No one ever thought there would be potentially $30, $40, $50 trillion of unfunded liability that potentially adds to the total debt associated with Medicare and Social Security. So, you know, you got to think about this from a different lens, Morgan. You got to start by asking, do I think my future bracket is going to be higher than my current bracket? For most people that we see anyway, more affluent people, that answer is going to be probably yes.
Yeah. I mean, taxes on the horizon, you know, how do you feel like, and, you know, they're going to be, and you got to plan for that. So, you know, it's okay to say, you know what, I think they're going to be higher, and you have to prepare for it. So here's step two. Consider how much longer you have until retirement and how much longer will you be investing for. And it's a different answer for everybody.
Yeah. And really what that leads to is the question of how much longer will you actually be saving for retirement, right? Because think about what drives investment success. Like, without question, we always say time in the market is what drives investment success. The longer you can invest without having to pull your money out of the market, the higher the probability is, at least historically, that you'll actually make a return on that investment. And so if you're going to use something like a Roth, you want that to be as long term of an investment as it can possibly be so that you can benefit from all the growth associated with it, because then all that growth becomes tax-free. So if you have access to a Roth 401k, those contributions are typically going to be better for people who are maybe a little bit younger, people who maybe have not yet reached their earnings peak, or someone that's got plenty of time, 7 to 10 years or more ahead of them before getting to retirement.
So again, taxes are going to be on our mind as we move towards our retirement date. And over the next couple of years, if you haven't really been talking about a tax plan with your current advisor, or if you're sitting on a portfolio and you're just waiting for retirement, you know, that tax conversation, it definitely needs to happen. So we're just going over, again, a few steps for you. Consider both current and future tax brackets. Also consider how much longer you have until retirement and how much longer you'll be investing. For. And here's step three, goalposts. Now, they can move at any time, Prashant, and there are changes that are made in the way of tax policy often, and it's not always clear how, when, what, who, and why the amendments are made and if they're going to impact you. So you have to understand, it's like we always say, it's not done in a vacuum. There are going to be changes. You got to be prepared.
Absolutely. Great example of this is the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, right? So Tax Cuts and Jobs Act were passed, went into effect 2017, reduced marginal tax rates pretty much across the board for almost every income bracket out there. So we're operating in one of the most tax favorable marginal kind of codes that we've been in American history. I think it's the third most favorable income tax code that we've been operating under since 2017. And it's hard to believe, but those tax cuts are scheduled to sunset. They're going away, folks. They're going away at the end of 2025. And that's really important because it's just speaking to the fact that tax policy will change. And if we're being honest about it, do we think that rates are going to get lower? I don't think so, right? And so where is your tax-efficient income going to have to come from? That's what we have to be asking. It's not enough anymore to just say, okay, we're going to have to pay our taxes, so we'll just deal with it when we get there. No, we have to do proactive planning, and we have to do that now.
Retire Smart Maryland Radio. Your host is Prashant Sabapathy, Elite Income Advisors, where you can find him. Again, folks, it's always about having that plan. He is a fiduciary. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. We want to wrap this segment with, I saw this, and I just kind of giggled to myself, if you can say that on the radio, because we say this all the time on your show, Prashant. Step number four, remember, it's not just what you make, but it's what you keep.
Absolutely. It's definitely about what you keep, because look, you spent your life accumulating into things like the 401k and the IRA. And if you saved $1 million or you saved $2 million in the 401k, it's not really worth $2 million, right? It's worth maybe 30% less because of the taxes, or in the future could be worth 50% less, right? And that depends on tax policy. So really, you got to ask, are you being tax efficient to optimize the performance of your portfolio? And that's really where tax planning comes into play. And it's a huge part of your overall retirement planning journey. And it reminds me of this quote. I think it was a George Foreman quote. And it was, the question isn't at what age I want to retire, it's at what income. Right. And so when you start building out your income in retirement, you got to look at all those sources of income. But it's not about the top line. It's about the bottom line. Right. Michael, my partner, Mike, always says you can't spend gross. You can only spend net. Right. And that's what it's all about, is figuring out an income plan that allows you to have enough net income after taxes to live the way that you want to. Folks, if you have not done a comprehensive kind of look at your taxes in retirement, what your future tax rate is going to be, how required minimum distributions are going to impact your plan, how Medicare will be impacted by your taxable income, you have to get ahead of this stuff while we still can during the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Best thing you can do, pick up the phone, give us a call. It's 800-653-8404. That's 800-653-8404. Sit down with our team of retirement specialists. Book that appointment in Ellicott City, in Annapolis. Book it virtually if that's the easiest for you. And we'll put that plan together, help you understand your income for the rest of your life, coordinate it with your health benefits, your Medicare, talk about Roth conversions and tax reduction strategies, and really make sure that you have a comprehensive, coordinated, and most importantly, customized retirement plan so that you can feel confident heading into the retirement that you deserve.
Get that number. Here it is, 800-653-8404. Grab one of these complimentary appointments. Claim it now, 800-653-8404. When we return on Retire Smart Maryland Radio, sometimes it's necessary to reflect on the past to fully understand what the future may hold. When we return, we'll talk about the evolution of Social Security and the changes you need to know about. Retire Smart Maryland Radio, hosted by Prashant Sabapathy. The power behind this program is Elite Income Advisors, where you can find Prashant. Check them out online. It's a great resource website, EliteIncomeAdvisors.com. Also, check out social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. Just search Elite Income Advisors. Give them a like, give them a follow. Always educational. Lots of events going on. And if it's cutting edge, it's going to be on their social media. Again, check out Elite Income Advisors, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Two office locations for Elite Income Advisors, Annapolis and Ellicott City, where they are headquartered, and we have a published author as our host, Fiscal Health, Retirement Wealth, and Retire Abundantly, Prashant's first two books. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate, and away we go. We often talk about, you know, just the different islands that are out there that you really have to visit when it comes to retirement planning. And one of the big islands is going to be Social Security. It was created, Prashant, in 1935. It began paying out monthly benefits to workers 5 years later. Now, the good news is it's still doing just that today and will continue to do it for the foreseeable future. So let's just get some background from your perspective. You talk about this on a daily basis with your clients. What is the Social Security Act? And give us some info.
Yes, this is back in August of 1935. President FDR signed the Social Security Act. And really, that created a program for monthly benefits to retired workers who were age 65 or older. And basically, that's when they put in the payroll tax to be able to fund the program. And so that's where we had taxes withheld from paychecks. And the interesting part is full retirement age back in 1935 was 65 years old. Okay. life expectancy? Morgan, you want to take a guess at this? What was life expectancy back in 1935?
I'm going to say low. Would it be, I don't know, maybe mid to late 60s?
So believe it or not, it was actually closer to the early 60s. So we're talking about like 61, maybe 62 time frame. So think about that for a second. They created Social Security intended for people who are 65 and older to collect on it, but half the population never made it that far, right? But the interesting thing is life expectancy has done what since 1935?
Gone through the roof.
Absolutely. Shot up like a hockey stick, right? However, the full retirement age for retirees today is 67, which means it's only been adjusted by 2 years. And that's really why Social Security has so many different issues. I know we're going to talk about it a little bit here, but that's kind of the overview on Social Security. It was never really intended to be a program that tens of millions of Americans all collected on all at one time.
So we're in the classroom with Professor Sabapathy, and we're going to talk about, 1935, what was going on in our world, obviously well before our times, but what was going on in 1935 that prompted our government to say, you know what, we got to help?
It was just this thing going on called the Great Depression, right? Like we've all heard of that. And there was widespread unemployment, rising poverty, particularly amongst the elderly population. So Social Security really was almost like a rescue for some of those people that needed relief during times of huge economic instability. And so I see why the program was created. And largely, I think it's been a good program. I think the creators of Social Security could have never, ever dreamt that it would function in the way that it functions today.
Yeah, I mean it's like we say with retirement planning, it doesn't happen in a vacuum. And when you have a Social Security Act that you put into place in the 30s, guess what? Things are going to change. So this next one, spousal and child payments. When did those start?
Yeah, so spousal and child payments. There were amendments back in, believe it or not, 1939 that introduced payments for the spouse and minor children of retired workers. And even to this day, spouses can receive up to 50% of their spouse's Social Security benefit. Typically, it's going to work in cases where we have a higher income earning spouse and then a much lower or even a zero income earning spouse. The zero or lower income earning spouse could be entitled to collect up to one half of their spouse's benefits. A lot of loopholes here.
Yeah. And you mentioned this earlier, talking about how when you look at how it was founded and the age was right around 65, but the average life expectancy was around 61. Hard to believe that it was ever that low, but it certainly has increased by then. And now we start to see, other changes. Now, changes in age, yes, it's only gone up a couple of years, but what do you feel like is going to happen in the near future and beyond when it comes to Social Security? They've got to bump that number up.
You would think that full retirement age is going to increase, right? Just think about it logically. I mean, number one, increasing of the full retirement age almost virtually guarantees that a bit larger percentage of the population will continue to work longer, which means they'll pay more in taxes. And of course, forcing people to delay their benefits means some subset of those people are actually going to pass away before they ever collect the benefits, right? And so with that being said, if you pass away before collecting Social Security, does the program send your family a check for all the taxes that you paid in?
Nope.
Of course not. That's not how the government works, right? Rumor is they actually have a little bell in the office when someone passes away. Ding, ding, ding. No, I'm kidding. It's just a joke.
Just a joke.
But with that being said, I think the biggest thing here is that full retirement age has to increase in the future, right? And if it increases, it's going to raise tax revenues. Certain percentage of the population may never end up collecting their benefits. That's why I always say, look, it's not really your Social Security. It's our Social Security together. We're all paying taxes in. And there's a huge liability paying that on the other side of it when people retire.
Talking Social Security, kind of giving you a history lesson on how it all started and how it's evolving, and it is ever changing. When did Social Security benefits become taxable, Prashant?
So hard to believe that they were actually giving us something that was totally 100% tax-free. Now, they determined that that was too good to be true. And
ding,
so,
ding, 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 ding. The light bulb goes off.
Exactly. So 1984, part of Social Security benefits actually became taxable. And it was actually up to 50%. Okay, so they said up to 50% of the benefits that you were receiving actually became taxable. So not too bad. Went from tax-free to 50% of the benefit was taxable. And then guess what? They determined that that was too good to be true. And so where we're at today is up to 85% of the Social Security benefit that you receive is taxable. It's one of the only programs out there where you pay taxes on your income going in, and then you pay income taxes on the income coming out. They literally get you coming and going on Social Security.
We are hitting Social Security, a little history lesson for you. I want to jump to this last one, and then we're going to open up the calendar for Prashant and his team at Elite Income Advisors. If you have any questions about your situation when it comes to retirement, if you're sitting on a portfolio, haven't started planning, look, there's a lot that goes into it. We've already talked about taxes today. We're getting into the Social Security aspect of it, how that's going to fit into your plan, that one puzzle piece of many. Make sure they all fit together, and that is going to be your customized retirement. So again, listen up. We'll make those appointments available. The cost of living adjustment, this is something where, you know, after a while you figure out, guess what? It costs more to live, so they've got to adjust the numbers. When did the cost of living adjustments become automatic?
Yeah, so it became automatic in 1972. And it's actually based on the increase of consumer prices, right? So the adjustments first implemented in 1975 ranged from zero. Like, we saw zero cost of living in 2010, 2011, and 2016. And then we've seen cost of living adjustments as high as 14.3% back in 1980. Interesting thing, last couple of years here, we've seen 3.2%, we've seen a 5.9%, we've seen about an 8.7% increase. By the way, that 8.7% increase, highest increase since the early 80s, right? And so here's a mistake that retirees make. Is you plan for so long to get to a certain income when you get to retirement to replace that paycheck that you lose when you retire. A lot of people forget to make sure that their paycheck actually increases in retirement. And so look, when we talk about Social Security, it's a cornerstone of your retirement income, but it's just a piece of it. So you have to coordinate it with the rest of your overall plan. That includes taxes. It includes your 401k. It includes your health benefits. Includes your legacy plan. So what we do is we'll run this Social Security timing report for you. All you have to do is pick up the phone, give us a call. It's 800-653-8404. That's 800-653-8404. When you call in, schedule that free appointment with our team of specialists. They'll run you a Social Security timing report, let you know of any loopholes that you potentially could take advantage of. We'll show you how to optimize your Social Security for your situation specifically. Get that plan that is comprehensive, customizable, and coordinated with the rest of your retirement situation. 800-653-8404. Retire Smart Maryland.
When we return on Retire Smart Maryland Radio, it's time for scenarios. I'll throw the scenarios at Prashant. We'll see what he comes up with. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back into Retire Smart Maryland Radio. Your host is Prashant Sabapathy. You can find him at Elite Income Advisors, the power behind the program. Check him out online. Great resource website, EliteIncomeAdvisors.com. Again, follow them on social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. Just search Elite Income Advisors. Give them a like, give them a follow. Always educational. Prashant's an independent fiduciary. He's also a published author, two books to his credit already, Fiscal Health, Retirement Wealth, and Retire Abundance. abundantly. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. We talk the retirement talk each and every week, but we also walk it. And when I say walk it, we give you an opportunity to get on the calendar with Elite Income Advisors and see where you are in your planning process. And maybe you haven't started. Maybe you're sitting on that portfolio, haven't really pulled the trigger. This would be the opportunity to do that. Or you're in the middle of something and you just are confused, you're frustrated, it's okay. You can go get a second opinion. Grab one of these appointments. Claim one. They are complimentary. You can do it right now. 800-653-8404. All right. So we have scenarios for you, Prashant. First one up, 55 years old, $600,000 saved for retirement. Is it possible to retire at 63, claim Social Security, and live off $6,000 a month for the rest of my life?
A lot of moving parts to this. This is all, to me, about where is your paycheck going to come from. In fact, I would look at that $600,000 and say, how do I turn that $600,000 into a steady paycheck to supplement my Social Security benefits so that I can be at the $6,000 a month that you're going to need? And we have to index that for inflation because prices are going to go up. And so 10 years from now, you're not going to need $6,000 a month. You might need closer to $8,500 a month for it to feel like $6,000 today's dollars. So inflation, number one. And then number two is, how do we make sure that if tax rates go up in the future, that you're still going to have what you need to live on? So that's how I would attack that planning question. If you're 55 years old and you want to retire at 63, you still have 8 years in front of you to potentially accumulate a little bit more money. And so we got to look at ways to say, hey, are we doing everything we can, maximizing catch-up contributions, taking advantage of things like Roth IRAs, et cetera, to maximize our retirement income? So a lot of moving parts there. I think what you have to do, figure out where your paycheck is going to come from, figure out how you can turn that $600,000 or at least part of that $600,000 into a lifetime of income to complement your Social Security to get you to the target that you want to be at.
Always interesting to hear the scenarios. And remember, you may be listening and you'll go, you know what? That's kind of the scenario that I have. It's not exactly what you have. So make sure you have a customized plan as you move to and through retirement. Again, take these with a grain of salt. They are scenarios. All right, the next one, 60, and hope to retire when I turn 62, so 2 years away. Would that mean I'll have to take RMDs at 62, or would I still wait until I'm, say, 73? I looked at the IRS info page, but it only confused me even more. And how does Social Security factor in to this equation? Can I file for benefits at 62 to bridge the gap, if you will?
Yeah, this is a great question. Look, the IRS has all these tables and things like that that they use to determine RMDs. It is not the easiest thing in the world to work through. So I appreciate this scenario because it's a very common one that we see. So here's the rule surrounding RMDs. You actually do not need to take an RMD until you're 73 years old. But for some folks, that age will actually scale up to 75 years old. It all depends on how old you are today and what year you will end up turning that age of 73, 74, or 75. That's what determines when you take the RMD, but it'll be at least 73 years old. With that being said, to address the Social Security part of this, Social Security has no bearing on the required minimum distribution. So you absolutely can file for Social Security as early as age 62. But here's the thing I always talk about is it's almost like it's an irreversible decision, right? So when you go and take Social Security, if 5 years later you feel like you made a mistake, you can't go back in there and change your mind. They won't let you do that. So what we always say is the one thing you cannot file Social Security without is confidence. You have to have confidence to know that you are making the right decision, because if you make a mistake, you're not going to get too many opportunities to go back and redo it. And so, yeah, you could use it as a bridge, but is that truly the best thing for you? I think you have to run your plan 4, 5, 6 different ways, evaluate each scenario, and then make the best decision for yourself. If you're not sure how to do that, this is the type of work that my team does every single day with almost every single person that we meet with.
Opportunity to get on the counter with Prashant and that team. It's complimentary. You can claim an appointment right now. 800-653-8404. That's 800-653-8404. Grab them right now. 800-653-8404. All right, next scenario, Prashant. Approaching 75 years of age, would an annuity be a good option for me given the interest rates right now?
Yeah, it's a good question. And when we talk about refinancing your retirement, we talked a lot about that in segment one. This is a great place where refinancing your retirement may make a lot of sense. I'm not always the biggest fan of annuities. I mean, we do annuities in our office, but they're not the right thing for every single person out there. However, one thing I will say is I have not seen a better time for annuities than today. Okay, as of this recording, where interest rates are higher, annuity rates are far better than they were back in 2014, 15, 16, 17. And as a result, there's a tremendous number of opportunities out there where you can get upfront money put into your account. So like, for example, we have solutions out there where you put in money and you get a 10% match upfront. Pretty cool. Put in $500,000. They give you $50,000 day one. And if the market goes up, you have the ability to make money. If the market goes down, you don't lose any money. Now, remember, annuities are insurance products. So very important to be informed on these types of things before you do anything. They're not the right thing for every person out there, but they do offer us the ability to have low or even no risk ways to make some upfront money, make some money if the market goes up with no risk to our principal. And by the way, no fees, which is pretty cool.
I love the description there, Prashant, and you being a fiduciary, and obviously this is a fiduciary firm and Elite Income Advisors. It's almost like when you meet with people and you put those puzzle pieces out there, there are going to be a number of pieces that will fit. It's going to be that discussion. It's going to be the back and forth between advisor and client before that decision is made. It's not like they come into your office and they go, you know, you're going to say you're going to go into this. It's a conversation. And that's how this all gets rolling.
That's exactly right. And I think the industry as a whole has really done a pretty terrible job, Morgan. The industry has done a terrible job at educating their clients as to what is out there and what solutions are the right thing for any particular person's individual situation. And so we don't try to force people into cookie cutter solutions, right? Like an annuity is not the right thing for every person, just as investing in stocks is not the right thing for every person, just like buying long-term care is not the right thing for every person. And so here's how I think about planning. It's almost like we reverse engineer our plans. Okay, so you tell me where you want to end up, and I'll see if I can get you from point A to point Z using all the different solutions that we have access to. And if I can't get you to point Z, maybe I can get you to point S or point T, and maybe that'll still be okay. Think of the end goal first, and then reverse engineer the plan to get you where you need to go. That's how we build out retirement plans.
Starts with that conversation. Again, the appointments, you can claim one right now. They are complimentary. 800-653-8404. 800-653-8404. Time for one more scenario. We'll hit it real quick. Here it is. Lost my job recently, 61 years old. While I'm worried about retirement, obviously, and intend to return to the workforce as soon as possible, that's my plan, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't a bit concerned. What do I do with the 401k now that I'm no longer at that company?
You know, I think a lot of advisors would immediately say, hey, you left the company, immediately roll it over. What I would say is take a step back. Get into evaluation mode, especially if you lost your job. You got to evaluate your situation, evaluate your expenses. And every time that you make a financial move, it should have purpose behind it. So don't just roll the money over because somebody told you to roll the money over because you're no longer with the company. Figure out what that money is actually supposed to do for you and over what period of time it's supposed to help you do it. So if you need some of that money to bridge you until you find another job, that's one thing. If you can position some of that money for longer term growth, that's another thing. And maybe you want to take some of that money and position it to help you create a paycheck when you get to retirement. That may or may not be the right thing in this scenario, but it starts with evaluation first. And that's what we always talk about, is evaluate every financial decision and have a clear-cut purpose behind your money moves. You have to do that, especially if you're close to retirement. We're going to close out the show here, opening up the phone lines. Our operators are standing by until the end of the show. 800-653-8404. That is 800-653-8404. When you call the number, you'll be able to claim that complimentary, which means free, appointment with our team at Elite Income Advisors. We're going to put together that Social Security optimization report for you, help you map out your income each and every month and year for the rest of your life, help you coordinate taxes as a part of your lifetime income plan. That way you'll have a plan that is comprehensive, and thus you'll know what decisions you need to make and what money moves you need to make to put yourself in the best possible position. It doesn't mean that you're coming in agreeing to become a client. All you're doing is getting exactly what you need, a comprehensive plan so you can feel confident as you head into retirement. 800-653-8404. Call now.
Another edition of Retire Smart Maryland Radio in the books. For Prashant, I'm Morgan. We'll see you on the radio next week.
Annuity guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. If you withdraw money from or surrender your contract within a certain period of time after investing, the insurance company may assess the surrender charge. Withdrawals may be subject to tax penalties and income taxes. Persons selling annuities and other insurance products receive compensation for these transactions. Products are subject to fees and additional expenses. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Information presented on this program is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as complete analysis of the subjects discussed. Discussion should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell, or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell the investments mentioned. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies discussed. Investments involve varying degrees of risk, and there can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. Elite Income Advisors Incorporated is registered as an investment advisor with the state of Maryland and only transacts business in states where the firm is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by security regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability. You should always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation.